On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Chris O'Brien is here talking about how you hire your lawyer if you're in a serious personal injury accident. You're sitting in your car in an auto accident. You feel bashed and banged. The car looks terrible. What do you do?
What I could tell you is the very first thing that you do is you take a look at the medical situation. You see how everyone's doing. You get the medical help that you need, and that should be where all of your focus is initially. If you're injured, get medical help right away.
Even though you have the problem that you got to do something about your insurance within 30 days?
Well, the insurance relates to the no-fault, getting your bills paid and your lost wages there. And there's forms that you have to fill out within 30 days.
Or that someone has to fill out.
Exactly. And one of the things is if you're going to use a lawyer, your lawyer certainly should be helping you with that. They should be explaining to you how no-fault works. Because when you're in a car crash, there's four different kinds of insurance that can come into play. And you need to make sure that you understand what's going on.
It must be hard if it's a bad accident and the spouse of the person in the car has to decide this stuff while maintaining a life or sitting in a waiting room occasionally at ECMC.
It is. It's because the selection of your personal injury attorney is going to be one of the most important decisions you make for your financial future. And you have to make sure that it's going to be somebody who's going to be available to you and someone who's going to respond to your phone calls and explain things and help you get through the process. I always say it's our job to take care of all the aggravation and all the hassles. It's your job to get better.
Is there something you should do in terms of hiring your lawyer in deciding who to have or who not to have?
Well, I think that the best way to take a look at what lawyer should I be hiring is to go online and to look at the ratings, because there's a variety of different organizations that rate lawyers. You could go to AVVO.com. You could go to Martindale Hubbell. You could go to a variety of different services. But if you put into Google Buffalo personal injury lawyer ratings, you can get that information. And then after that, I think it's important to interview two or three lawyers, because not everyone is going to be a perfect fit for every lawyer, and vice versa as well. And so you want to make sure that this person, this lawyer, is someone who I know I can trust.
Does it make a difference if the lawyer tells you, you just aren't badly hurt within the law?
Not every car crash results in someone being injured, and not every level of injury qualifies to bring a claim in New York State. So the lawyer who tells the people honestly right at the start, I'm sorry, but I don't think that your case would qualify, I think that lawyer is doing a great service to that person, because they're being open and honest with them and giving them good legal advice, if indeed that's the case. That doesn't mean, though, that you can't interview several other lawyers to see if they agree with that. We always encourage people when there's only so many hours in the day. And if I don't think someone is going to make what's called the serious injury threshold, and I tell them, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to work on your case, I always encourage them to go and get a second opinion or a third opinion, just to be certain.
Do you ever have someone come in and say, I was hurt once before, and I don't want to go through that again?
Unfortunately, yeah. I've had some people who have gone to a different type of law firm, a different approach, and they realize that approach, for whatever reason, didn't work for them, that they were somebody who wanted to be able to actually talk to the lawyer, not the staff member or the junior lawyer. Everyone is different. Every case is different. Some people are comfortable with that, but others I've had tell me horror stories, and it's the kind of thing that makes you cringe, and you hope that your profession is better.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Chris O'Brien has been here, and we've been talking about hiring your lawyer if you're in an accident. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.